Due to the extreme violence of the current group we are about to talk about, we had to change the voice of the subject talking. Thanks for understanding and enjoy the episode.
So this is extremely big news for several reasons, one of which it'll be the first time that openly a cartel manipulated, if you want to call it that, you could just say hired, a security contracting company, which are polite words for mercenaries, to overthrow the government or assassinate the president of some country to facilitate their drug trafficking. You know, it's a very far way to go to get your dope going through, right? But at the same time, that's a very simplified way of looking at it. If we want the truth, we're talking about hundreds of billions, if not more, in drug profits. One principal reason, of course, is location, location, location. So where am I speaking about Haiti? If you look at the location of Haiti, it's prime real estate for drug trafficking, just like its sister, you know, part of the island, the Dominican Republic, Republica Dominicana. Now, with the president being assassinated, they were able to trace these Colombian mercenaries and some other facilitators. A lot of people screaming CIA, and I don't doubt the CIA had something to do with it, of course. But it's interesting that this huge Operation Code Black goes down several months after this. Like, they were, in my opinion, this is how I see it, they were already planning Code Black probably from a year or so more back. But events that are so important and so crucial, like on a geopolitical scale like this, will speed up the time frame that, you know, they have to launch that operation. They're given a lot less time to get all their ducks in a row and get it done because of the fast pace and the critical implications. What I mean by that is, we all know which group would be responsible for this, because which group is Operation Code Black being directed against? Common sense. It's being directed against Cartel Jalisco. Now, several people I've talked to were speaking on how the government was able to trace payments and other things back to Mencho's, financial division, right? Of course, he doesn't, you know, make payments himself off the bank or anything. He has people, accountants, if you want to call them that, that are in charge of such things. Now, with that being said, he's very careful, of course, with his finances and how things get traced, but the U.S. government is a lot more capable as far as hiding and finding things. And at the same time, let's all be open about this. This could be a counterintelligence operation done by the CIA or something like that to wash their own hands of what they did in Haiti and blame someone like Mencho, which is completely possible. But the thing is, we all know Mencho's more than capable of killing the president of Haiti to facilitate his drug trafficking. It's all about money, right? And if he sees there's enough money in doing it, he'll do it. It's not like there's morals or something coming. They don't even come into the equation with this guy. So don't even think that deep into it. But what does come into the equation, of course, is consequences. You know, he might, in my opinion, think twice doing something like that just because of the consequences of the American government maybe wanting to get in because he's overstepping, you know, his reach and his role, if you want to look at it like that. And the American government doesn't easily forgive that or forget. So the one thing that's for damn sure, Mencho's not dumb. He lived in the United States. He knows the American government. He also worked as a federal agent here in Mexico. A lot of people don't know that. And under the Ministerio Público or the Public Minister's Office, which is something like the FBI. So he knows better than anyone about the strength of the American government. And this could very well be a scapegoating operation, but at the same time, the ducks do line up for him. You know, he has a lot to gain. For example, of having complete control of a country like Haiti to do his bidding and his, you know, whatever he wanted. There's airplanes coming out of there, there's boats, there's other ways of things moving around, and he knows this. And actually having a whole country under your control facilitates everything big time. Especially a country that close to the United States that's not Mexico. Because Mexico's already so hot right now. You know, it's possible to still move things, but it would be a lot easier through a third party like it's Haiti. So who knows, you guys? What do I think? I just presented you guys the two possibilities, right? It's one or the other. I let you guys make your decision. Let me know what you guys think down below.